My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. He joins me today to talk about the issue of the student loan interest rate debate hitting the Senate floor. In recent days, it has passed the U.S. House of Representatives to keep the student loan interest rate exactly where it is. But House Republicans, of course, want to offset that with cuts to a particular fund within the president's health care laws. Senator Johanns now joins us to report on exactly what's going on in the Senate version of this bill. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
You bet. Good to be with you.
Well, the Senate Democratic leadership offered a different plan, essentially. They don't want to dip into that fund. They basically want to make up the cost associated with not raising interest rates on student loans to be taken from the tax code. It did not get the 60 votes necessary to move to a final vote. Why do you think that was?
Oh, the Democrat leadership should, in this case, really be embarrassed about what they're doing. They have a plan that basically says we'll keep the student interest rate where it is. Nobody disagrees with that. I don't know a single Republican or Democrat who wants to double the interest rates on student loans. However, what they want to do to pay for that is they want to raise taxes. A lot of this will fall on small businesses. Then they want to take that money, which would otherwise go to Social Security and Medicare, and fund this program. No one's going to go for that on our side. Just no chance. We have a better idea. It just simply says, look, there's this fund in the health care bill. It's kind of a grant fund. It allows the Secretary of Health and Human Services to kind of pass money around. We say, look, even the president in his own budget submission uses that money. Let's use that money to keep interest rates same place as they are now on student loans. So it's just a better plan, and this is one of those votes that just is going to come along this year that's an attempt by Harry Reid and the president and others to try to do messaging, and that's exactly what happened today.
Get a little more specific, if you can. Why would the Democratic version be tough on small businesses and ultimately take money from entitlement programs for the elderly?
Well, what they do is they raise the payroll tax on certain job creators, and that's in effect what they're doing. They then, through that increased revenue, they divert that away from the Social Security Trust Fund or the Medicare Fund, and they take the money generated and they would put that into this student loan plan. So it's just bad policy on a number of counts. One is, why would you raise taxes on people who are trying to create jobs? And then number two, when you do that, why would you take the money which is supposed to go into Social Security and Medicare and divert it to something completely unrelated?
Sir, as you well know from observing the House version of this debate, many Democrats, including the Democratic leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi, have said that tapping this fund within the president's health care law that many have called a slush fund on the right side of the aisle, and you have said it's the discretion of the secretary to move around. She says tapping into that fund is basically another assault on health care for women. How do you respond to that?
She's wrong. You know, that's kind of the mantra these days, but actually that fund has not been utilized for that. And again, I would just remind former Speaker Pelosi that the president, even in his own budget submission, proposes tapping this money. So can't be all that sacred. If the president is comfortable with it, why is it all of a sudden not an appropriate use of those funds for keeping student interest rates where they are today? I mean, it's just so disingenuous. It, like I said, they should be embarrassed by this argument. It just doesn't hold water.
Starting in July, the rate will double unless there is a consensus on this. So between their version of taxation and your version of tapping this fund within the president's health care plan, which side's going to blink here?
You know, I just think this is messaging. I don't think it's even so much blinking. I just think they wanted to get a vote. They wanted to get a couple of days of messaging that that's exactly what they're doing. And I think at the end of the day, there'll be an agreed upon resolution and it will pass and student interest rates will remain where they're at. And again, I think you'll see more of this. I think you saw it with the domestic violence bill a week ago. I just think you'll continue to see these things roll through. They'll get a couple of days of messaging, and then a lot of these bills will be agreed upon and resolved.
We're talking with Nebraska Senator Mike Johansen, sir, just pulling back and looking at it from a bigger picture. There's a lot of economists worried that the student loan debt could be the next bubble to burst for our economy, north of $1 trillion now in debt. And I know a lot of folks say that that's because it's really hard for college graduates and young adults to find jobs right now to help pay down those debts. So how concerned are you about that bubble possibly bursting, and what's the solution to that?
You know, the president in his health care bill nationalized student loans, which I vehemently opposed, because now we brought all of this debt onto the books of the federal treasury. There is just no easy solution to this problem. The economic policies that we've seen over the last couple of years have really hurt young people. You know, the job creators aren't hiring. They're just pulling back. They're trying to figure out tons and tons of regulations coming out of the White House that really have acted like a big blanket on the economy. So young people can't find jobs. They can't find jobs. They can't pay their bills. They can't pay back their student loans. And all of a sudden, this thing starts to get cataclysmic. So, you know, you just see one bad policy compounded by another bad policy. And at the end of the day, this really is on the books of the federal treasury. The only way out of this is to do the right thing for the economy, which this administration really struggles with. They just really do believe that government can solve all problems when it can't. And here we are. We've got such high unemployment with young people. Young people can't find jobs, and it is a very serious problem. The only way you're going to get this reversed is get that job creation engine going again. Less government regulation. Certainly don't want to tax companies more aggressively like this student loan bill would do. So there's a lot of things we can do that would help a lot. I don't think you're going to see it from this administration.
Senator, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us today, sir, as always.
My pleasure.
Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johansen. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.